This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and Merry Christmas to all of you out there, for you and your family. I hope you have a great holiday. Just be careful. Watch the weather. Like a lot of you, I'm going to be traveling from Maine to visit and spend the evening with my son, his wife, and our granddaughter, Katie, so we can get up in the morning and see her face. But they're calling for, could be a major snowstorm on Christmas Day, so check the weather where you are. Make sure that you don't get stuck in it. I have a question for you. You've all heard the song about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You've also seen a lot of pictures of Santa Claus and his sleigh getting ready and delivering Christmas presents for Christmas morning. But until this past week, it never dawned on me. On the Good Morning America program, I forget if it was Tuesday or Wednesday, they were talking about Christmas. And something that nobody had never really thought about, they were doing some research. And they found out that the reindeer that drive Santa Claus's sled is run by reindeer that most of you do not know the sex of. And the newscaster that brought up the story said he never thought about it. He saw the pictures and he heard the songs. And everybody assumed that Santa's reindeers were all male. Well, as it turned out, the reindeer that runs Santa's sled have antlers. And the male reindeer in the fall and winter shed their antlers, which means that all of the reindeer pulling the sled are female. Look it up. But I was so surprised, I couldn't believe it, and I thought I'd share that with you, that all the reindeer have antlers, and the only deer that have antlers during the winter, the reindeer, are female. The male shed them before the winter really gets here. So look it up on the internet and see how surprised you will be. Okay, now, we're talking about plants that make good gifts. Do you ever think about giving a plant that has a nice aroma to it? Well, there's some good ones. And most of them are the geranium family. And a lot of people will buy the scented geraniums in the spring to plant in there with their herbs, but they make great indoor gifts because you can smell nutmeg, peppermint, spearmint, lemon, lime, and a lot more. So think about the scented geraniums. Nathan just whispered in my ear, we've got a caller. Nathan, who's up next?
Looks like Bill in Martha's Vineyard.
Okay. Bill from Martha's Vineyard, where it's always sunny out. Good morning.
How you doing, Paul? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you and your family.
I want to thank you for all the great information that you give out over the year. You do a wonderful, wonderful job.
Thank you.
I like your little talk about cyclamen, but I was wondering if you could tell me how to control cyclamen mites.
Okay, the best way to take care of the mite, especially at this time of the year, you've got all your windows are closed. And if you're using a chemical on that plant, you're going to be breathing it. So this time of the year, I recommend that you use an oil spray. And there's a couple that work very well. The best of the oils is the All Season Oil. It's made by Bonide and a couple of other companies. And you just look at the recommendations for the amount. And this time of the year, what I do is I make a quart of it. So if it says 1 teaspoon or 1 tablespoon per gallon, I cut that in four. I put it in a mister bottle, fill it full of water, give it a good shake. And why I like it is, first of all, you don't get any toxic fumes in your house, number one, and that's a big thing. Number two, when you use an all-season oil and you spray it on the underside of the leaf, that's where all of your mites are going to be. They're not on the top. You take the plant, you turn it upside down, and you spray the underside of your leaf and then the top also. You're using an oil, and the oil will cover the body of the adults. And like the James Bond movie Goldfinger, the girl at the end was covered with gold paint and she was going to die because all of her pores were covered with gold. She couldn't breathe and it was the end of the program. But the oil works by coating the skin of the insects, plugging all of the air passages, and it smothers them. The oil will also kill the young. The oil will also smother the eggs, so that most chemicals, it kills one stage or the other. With the oil, it kills all three. It's non-toxic. There's no chemicals in it. There's no smell. And it works absolutely wonderful. And if you use it on vegetables, all you need to do is rinse it off. So if you're growing herbs in your house at this time of the year and you want to cook, you use the all-season oil. And then when you cut it for seasoning, you just rinse it under warm water. The oil will break apart, rinse off, and it's safe to eat. Or you could use neem oil. And neem oil will also take care of diseases on your plant at the same time. Neem oil has to be applied weekly. All season oil can go 2 to 3 weeks. So that...
Excellent. One more thing, Paul. I'm one of your classmates.
Okay.
I graduated Stockbridge 69. Were you from 69?
I was graduated from Stockbridge. I went to Stockbridge in 68, so I was there 68, 69, and 70.
All right. So I was a class of 69, and then I graduated from the university. I got a four-year degree in 72.
Okay, what was your major at Stockbridge?
I was one of Gordon King's guys, Arbor and Park.
Oh, yeah. I was floriculture the first 2 years, and landscaping the third year, and I had Dr. King, and he was an incredible teacher. I mean, he, by the time the students left there, they could climb a tree just like a monkey.
Well, that's what I did. I went and worked for the Arnold Arboretum, and I worked my way to a school working as an arborist there, and then I came down to Martha's Vineyard and ran a horticulture program for 35 years.
Wow. I'll tell you, Stockbridge was a good school. It's not what it used to be, but it's still very, very good. All hands-on teaching that you could take that information and use it the same day. It was all practical and understanding, and the more you worked in it, the more you understand. And I'll have people that will call me. They'll ask me a question, and the answer comes out. And I'll say to myself, I can't believe where that came from. I learned that at school back in 68, 69.
Yeah, so, it's an incredible school, and I loved it. And I had a wonderful, wonderful time up there going to school at the university. Well, anyway, from one of your fellow classmates again, Merry Christmas, and you have a wonderful, happy new year. And keep up the good work.
You too. Thank you so much for the call, and go Starkey.
There you go.
Bye-bye. Have a nice Christmas now.
Yep.
If you need some help, give us a call, 855-660-4261. I'll tell you, if you have kids or grandchildren and they like agriculture and they want to get into a fantastic program, call me. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt, pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Merry Christmas to all of you listening and your family, and I hope that you have a wonderful Christmas day. Just be aware, if you live in the Northeast, that there is the potential for a big snowstorm. So be very, very careful. Before we go to the next caller, I was talking with Bill. He went to Stockbridge School of Agriculture, University of Mass, the same time I was there. And Bill, if you're still listening, during the break, I went to my bookcase, pulled out the Stockbridge School of Agriculture yearbook, and found your picture. So I have an old picture of you in the good old days. Thank you for the call. Okay, Nathan, who's up next?
Well, golly, it looks like Frank over in Dennisport.
Frank from Dennisport, good morning and Merry Christmas to you and your family. Thank you.
Morning. Same to you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
I got a question. I spoke to you maybe 2 weeks ago about tomato plants.
Yes.
And it's just me and my son, so I was going to plant one of each, three tomato plants for me and him. And I was planning on doing a worm bed, so I was just curious, are worms...
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Now, what do you mean by a worm bed?
Worms.
Oh, worms, yes. If you put some worm castings in there, that will help your tomatoes to grow like crazy.
No, I was going to put worms, period. So when I do the castings, it'll be in there also.
Right.
I wasn't going to put the worm bed in the tomato bed. You know, but I was going to throw maybe two or three dozen for three plants and let them do their thing. I was going to put landscape mesh underneath so they can't escape, and then it'll have loam and dirt and peat moss or whatever, and the tomato plants, and the worms can't dig down and escape because they'll wind up at the landscape mesh and say, okay, we can't get out.
Okay. The other thing that you have to do, Frank, if you want to do that, you're going to have to put a rim
sticking out of the ground, because worms come out at night, especially after a good rain, to mate.
Right.
So they would run across. They wouldn't run. They crawl.
So it's going to be in a box. No, it's going to be in a wooden box. It's going to be enclosed. So the tomato plants are going to be in a box. It's probably 2 feet wide by 4 foot long, probably 2 to 3 feet deep.
Okay,
it's
so the
be enclosed, so they can't get away. They can't get out and go somewhere else.
Okay, so the
I throw all my cuttings in there, like peppers and onions or whatever, vegetables, no citrus. Leaves I'll put in there, you know, I'll do a little, maybe a little compost, semi-compost in there also.
Yeah, the other thing that you want to do, Frank, is, you know, being that you live near the water, get some seaweed and blend in some seaweed in that soil blend. I mean,
Seaweed or it's good for the tomato plants?
Seaweed is good for everything. Seaweed
Very good.
Is
I just thought it was salty.
No. No, I live in Kennebunk. I'm a 20-minute ride. I'm at the opposite end. I'm 20 minutes from the ocean. And every fall or spring, depending on how busy I am, I will add 3 to 6 inches of seaweed. And I just cover the ground with it. This is something that my father was doing with me when I was in high school. Our soil was all sandy and really had no dark color to it. And we started at 6 inches of seaweed every fall. We would let it dry, take a rake, and break it up into pieces and then till it in. And over the course of 5 years, we went from 3 inches of loam to 18 inches because of all the seaweed we put in that ground. And the difference between peat moss and seaweed has all of the nutritional value that the ocean has to give that plant. So all of the fertilizer, all of the trace elements are all in that seaweed. So definitely add that to it, and you'll have beautiful.
And if you're doing it in the fall, the rain is washing out all the salt, I think, by the time spring comes.
Yeah, but the type of salt that's there will not kill anything that's in there. It's a mild solution, and it's beautiful to work with. If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Wolfstop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Merry Christmas to you and your family. And from our family to yours, we hope that you have a great Christmas day. Just watch the weather, because there's a potential storm for the Northeast, for New Jersey, all the way to Maine, and upstate New York. Could be a good one. We're talking about some of the scented geraniums because of their foliage. And this is an easy plant to take care of. A lot of nurseries and greenhouses carry them in the springtime, and you grow them with your regular flowers. And hopefully you were able to dig some up and bring them inside for the winter months, and they'll get bigger and bigger. Some of the nurseries will sell scented geraniums at this time of the year. And they're really easy to take care of. All they need is a window with plenty of good light or sun. They need to be kept at 60 to 70 degrees temperature-wise. They like to be fed during the winter on a monthly basis with a good organic fertilizer like Grow with the beneficial microbes. And you probably will see them in the greenhouse at this time of the year in like a 2 to a 4 inch pot. And what I would suggest that you do when you get home, turn the plant upside down, pull the container off, and look at the roots. And if you just see a mass of roots, then time to repot it. And what I always do when I repot a plant, I'll take a knife, just take it like a steak knife, and gently cut into the side of the root ball about a quarter to a half an inch deep on two sides. And because the roots, especially if they're in a rounded pot, they're growing around and around and around the outside edges or the inside edges of the pot. And if you don't cut them, the roots will continue to grow in a circle and they won't move out into the new soil. So just make a little cut
on two sides, front and back. Put them in the, your new container with some fresh potting soil. And give them a good feed every 2 to 3 weeks, at least once a month. And they'll get larger and larger. Most of them don't have too much of a flower. They're grown mostly for the foliage and for the fragrance that that foliage will give you. The ones that do flower will have a little, oh, maybe 3/4 to 1 inch pink or white blossom on them. Nothing exciting, but the foliage is beautiful. And depending on the variety, each variety of the scented geraniums have a different texture to them. There's a rose geranium, and the leaf looks like a Japanese maple. Really cut, all kinds of grooves in it, beautiful texture. And when you rub the foliage, it has a rose scent to it. The citronella has very small leaves, and it's a plant that you'll see in the spring in the Parade magazine and on the internet that they're selling the lemon scented geraniums or citronella to help keep mosquitoes away. Well, it doesn't work. I mean, you'd have to sit with 10 plants around you to keep the mosquitoes away. It's more of a novelty plant because of the scented foliage. There's one that smells like Old Spice. There's a peppermint, a spearmint, there's a pineapple, nutmeg. I mean, it just goes on and on. Some will have variegated foliage. Some will have foliage that has hair on it, just like an African violet. But, you know, not too much for flower. There is one, though, that will give you a lot of blooms, and it's called a mint geranium. And it will be covered with small purple flowers in the spring and in the early summer. That's it. It flowers, then it goes by, and it's just the foliage. But it will have a lot of blooms on it, and it's absolutely beautiful. They're kind of a purpley lavender color. The Lady Plymouth scented geranium is very unique because the leaf is a light green color, and it looks like a Japanese maple leaf with a lot of lobes and indentations in it. But it's a medium green, covered with fur, has a little purple flower. And the foliage will also have little bits here and there of white. And when the leaves are young, you'll also have a little bit of purple. So you'll have purple, white, and then that medium green. Most of the leaves are all green, but having some white and purple scattered here and there really gives it a lot of class, and they all smell beautiful. And so if you've got a nice sunny window and you want something different, then you try that that scented geranium, and you'll see all the different varieties. Now, herbs on the windowsill at this time of the year are great. I mean, you can grow things like chive. You can grow just about anything on your windowsill. And I know when we were not as busy as we are now, we would always dig portions of the herbs, bring them inside the house, and when we made a tossed salad, we would take scissors and cut off bits and pieces of things like rosemary and chives and fennel and parsley, chop it all up, and then put it on a piece of chicken or a piece of steak and rub it into the meat. And even cilantro put on top of fish like haddock when you're broiling it really brings out that flavor. But all of your herbs can be grown in a brightly lit window. They've got great scents to them. They've got great texture because everyone has a different leaf on them. And if you're not using them all, then you can replant them in your garden in the spring of the year. But it's something that I like because I can take little pieces, chop it all up, blend it all together, and put that on a piece of meat or even a hamburger that you're cooking on the charcoal. And if you've never tried cooking hamburger on the charcoal, try it this winter. You'll never fry a hamburger in a pan again once you've tasted a hamburger with a foot or more of snow on the ground. It's fantastic. Okay, Nathan just told me we have a caller. Nathan, who's up next?
It's Peter in New Hampshire.
Peter, good morning and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Good morning, Paul. Merry Christmas to you and your family as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
I actually called you the other day. Last Sunday I was your last caller, and I wanted to be sure that, I had talked to you about a branch that got torn off of a yew that, I don't know if you recall.
Yes, I do.
Thank you. And I wanted to be sure I had this covered, and you probably answered it, and I probably missed it. Even if the branch that, you know, that was torn, even if, like, the end of it, like, it was frozen all winter, and even where it got torn on the bush, even if that was frozen all winter, you know, in the spring, like, I can't graft them, right? I mean, even if they stay, if I stuck, like, the branch in a snowbank and just, like, kept it there all winter or something, I still can't do anything with it in the spring, right? It's a done deal. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, it's definitely a done deal. But I'll tell you, if you can prune that out and you can clean it, there is a very, very good chance that in the area where the branch tore free from the branch, the plant has dormant buds all up and down the stems. And if you can remove that stem, those dormant buds will wake up, and they should produce some new foliage around the break. And over the course of 2 or 3 years, it will fill in that gap.
I hope so. The thing is, it was torn, like, kind of deep into the bush where it's I don't know, I guess for lack of a better way of putting it, it's darker. Like, the sun doesn't really get in there that much. I mean, maybe, like you said the other day, maybe it will now because the branch is gone, so maybe the sun will reach in there. But it was
it was deep
toward, like, heading toward the center of the bush, you know.
Right.
But I guess, excuse me, just getting over a cold. I guess I've got no choice now. You know, it is the way it is. So
yeah, it's the middle of winter, and the only way that you could root that yew is you would have to take tip cuttings, which would be in the neighborhood of 3 to 4 inches long. You would need to have a heated container so that the soil is warm, and then some rooting powder. And you could have pretty good rooting on these cuttings, but a big branch, it just will not take.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad I called you back because I was just kind of wondering after I got off the phone with you, I was like, did I ask him that question about, you know, specifically about holding it over for the winter? And so I'm glad I was able to get back to you on that.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Peter, I've seen arborvitae, and you've seen arborvitae, and they're multi-stem plants. And I've seen arborvitaes that with the type of freezing rain and sleet that we had yesterday, especially in Maine, I mean, when I look out the window, everything is covered with ice. The pine trees are all bent over,
yep.
And arborvitae will literally split in two. And I have seen arborvitae that a third of the plant broke because of ice. And it was pruned, it was fed, and over the course of 3 or 4 years, new growth came from that broken branch and from the branches near it, because now they're getting light. So the dormant buds in the middle, which got no light before, are now getting light, and those buds are going to grow towards the sunlight. And within a 2 to 3 year period, you never even knew that that arborvitae split, and you lost a third of the plant. So
right.
Don't give up on it.
No.
Give it a little bit of food, prune it back a little bit, and I'll bet you if you look at that plant during June or July, you're going to see all kinds of little shoots developing in that area from other plants, other branches that want to fill in that area to rebuild the original shape. Thank you, and have a great Christmas. Folks, be ready for snow and ice with Natural Alternative Ice Melt. Natural Alternative Ice Melt before the storm to keep it working to minus 16 degrees. It won't harm your lawn like rock salt can, and it doesn't have a greasy residue on floors and everything else like a deck, walkway, and patios. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is safer for pets and air paws. It's non-toxic and biodegradable. Call Natural Alternatives at 888-546-5941 and tell them that Paul sent you for free shipping. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt, pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent God Club. We want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. Enjoy the holiday with your friends and family. And be careful out there. If you're living in the Northeast, they're calling for a potential big snowstorm on Christmas Day. So prepare. Okay, Nathan, who's up next?
Looks like Rosalind over in the Cape.
Rosalind from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning, and
good
Merry
morning.
Christmas to you and your family, Rosalind.
Thank you. The same to you. I have a question about Rex begonias. See, you mentioned them.
Yes.
I haven't had good luck with them. The first one I had was a gift, lasted for 3 years. And since then, I've lost about 2 or 3 of them. The one I have now just doesn't seem to grow. It, like, stays the same. And I even took off a little piece to root, you know, just as insurance.
Right.
And that one, it doesn't, they just don't get any larger.
Okay. How much sunlight are your Rex begonias getting?
They are not in the sunlight because I have hot air heat, and I was told not to put them in the sun. So that's why I heard you mention about putting them in the sun.
Yeah. They should be in the sun from September until April.
Okay.
They're a plant that normally will grow in light shade. But at this time of the year, you've got to say to yourself, instead of the sun being a 100-watt light bulb, it's a 50. And instead of having like a 14, 15-hour
day with sun in that period, we're getting like 8 hours of daylight. So the length of the day is shorter. The intensity of the sun is not as bright. It's like half. So put them in a nice sunny window. They like to be fed a couple times a month. And they do really, really much better in a clay pot. It's every one that I've seen in a clay pot are double the size than one in a plastic pot. It's going to be its ability to get rid of the excess moisture through the clay.
Okay. I fed them Osmocote. Is that all right?
Osmocote is good. Osmocote is a food that will last about 3 to 6 months.
Yeah.
And every time you water it, it releases the food.
Yes.
But, you know, for a busy person, that's a great food. If you've got some time, put the Osmocote in, and that way every time you water, it gets fed. But every now and then, get a liquid. And the new organics that Espoma is making with the beneficial microbes, it makes such a difference. It'll give you better color. It'll give you bigger leaves. It'll make the plants grow because it's building the soil up. It's not keeping it stagnant. It's making the soil better every time you add the beneficial microbes.
Okay. It's funny. I found that when I repotted some plants with this, potting soil that has all the good stuff in it, it gets very hard when it dries.
Okay. What I would do is stay away from a real dirt-type potting soil. You want a man-made soil. Espoma, Bonide, Black Gold. They sell the regular dirt potting soil, but they sell a man-made soil, which is compost, peat moss, a little bit of bark.
Yeah,
a little,
that's what I've been using.
Okay, but it shouldn't get hard. It should stay fluffy.
So that always puzzles me. Maybe it's certain plants get that way. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but usually the begonias that will do the best are in a clay pot. I don't know why, but everyone that I've seen in a clay pot are normally 2 to 3 times bigger than anything in a plastic pot.
Okay.
So you give that a try. Thank you so much, and you have a great Christmas.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Rosalind. Well, I want to thank all of you for joining me this morning. I hope that you have a great holiday. Just be careful if you're driving and it's snowing. And Nathan, again, thank you for all your help every single Sunday.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.